Side two with Ross Peirce, and we'll just take a few minutes to wind up. I'll do that by speaking a little bit, or asking him to speak a little bit about the coming home part and recovery and that sort of thing. If you wouldn't mind. I mean, coming home to Canada, and how long did that take, and what sorts of things transpired on your way home?
Well, first of all, in the camp, we had to overcome the authority that was there.
Yeah.
And they left after the atomic bomb was dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we commandeered a train.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dr. Stenning and others,
yeah,
they really headed up the program for us. We got on the train, and we headed for Tokyo, and we went through all kinds of areas where we were badly damaged from bombing, and we were told not to do anything at all that might irritate the Japanese, because they thought that the atomic bomb was an act of God.
Oh, yeah?
They really didn't believe that they had lost the war.
Yeah, I see.
And they were very passive about it all. And then we arrived in Tokyo, and the first guy I met was a guy by the name of McCarthy. He said to me, he had about 30 or 40 guys with him. He said, do you think you remember this day? I said, I think so, because it's my birthday.
No kidding.
It's unbelievable. I joined him.
Yeah.
So with that, he said, tell me, do you know a guy by the name of McNaughton? And I said, he was with us. He's coming in on this train. No, he said, I don't think so. Well, I said, what McNaughton are we talking about? He said, General McNaughton. Oh, I said, did you work under him? He said, I don't think that was really the case. We worked together. I said, what's your name? He said, McNaughton, MacArthur.
Oh, yeah. Was MacArthur, was it?
Oh, yeah, and he was just a great guy.
General MacArthur?
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, that's the guy I met.
Huh?
And asked me if I knew McNaughton.
Yeah.
General McNaughton. I said, did you work for him? No, he said, you might say we worked together. I said, what's your name? He said, MacArthur.
I'll be darned. Well, and was Commander Stenning still with you in the group? Or
no, I don't know where he was at that time.
I see, so he had departed.
Yeah. We, took several train loads to come up, and then we were taken out to where we were showered and taken our prison clothes off and given other clothes. And I can tell you something that's rather humorous in the sense that I had cardiac beriberi. You couldn't count my pulse.
Yeah.
I was quite ill. Anyway, I got all showered, a towel around me, and the doctor said, now look, I want you to walk slowly over to that table where the two nurses are. And I said, well, okay. I walked over there, sat down, and the two nurses looked at me. One took my pulse, the other stethoscope. And she looked at the one, at the other, said, my goodness, does your heart always beat this fast? I said, no, ma'am, but you're the first girl I've laid eyes on in 4 years.
What did she say?
You'll live.
You'll live.
Then I was taken down to Guam, hospitalized there. And when I was ready to be released from the hospital, they then flew me to Hawaii. No, I went by ship to Hawaii. And then from Hawaii, I flew to San Francisco, and where we were once again met by some military authorities from the States and Canada. And then we went by train up to Seattle.
Yeah.
And thus we were cleared from Seattle onto the mainland on our way home.
Well, it's been a wonderful interview. I'm just absolutely delighted to be able to meet you, sir. It really is a pleasure and an honor.
John,
it really
it's been
is
a pleasure meeting you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't. The thing was so, as I tell you, many times I say to myself, "Good God, how did I go through that?"
That's amazing.
Because when you're standing there and somebody knocks you flying,
yeah,
you get up, But I think in many ways we were so initiated that things didn't register.
No.
If they'd fed us better, I think we'd been more, we'd been hurting more.
Yeah, I'll be darned. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Ross. Is it Russ or Ross?
Ross.
Ross. I'm going to leave this. I'm going to shut it off now.
Yep. And